Hey guys, what's going on? Zach here with the Zach Shanky Podcast. I'm outside again, walking around. I have, actually my daughter is currently in her therapy session, and I thought, you know what, I was going to be writing some stuff. I brought my laptop so I can get some work done, but nah, I think I'll enjoy it. It's nice weather out. I'm in it's a different parking lot than I'm used to walking in. I thought, you know what, let me walk around this little area. It's nice. There's like trees and I don't know, it's just a nice garden kind of area. Anyway, I want to talk about something pretty important, actually. Emotions. And specifically, there are four emotions to really hone in and be aware of. Four of them. And this applies to success in the four pillars of prosperity. It applies to everything. You'll notice these four emotions pop up time and time again in your life. Now, I am going to cater these four emotions, specifically talking about trading, for obvious reasons. That's what I teach people, is how to trade. So here are the four emotions, okay? Number one is fear. Fear is probably the biggest one. It's probably the one that most people don't even notice is happening. Fear is like just a complete ninja a lot of times. We disguise fear in other things. We disguise it in responsibility. We say it's our responsibility to not invest into something. Fear disguises itself as a weird idea. I think what really helped me out when it comes to fear, as I've gone through my journey, and I'm still going through it naturally, but really getting through the hard times financially. I remember I was listening to a podcast and the question was presented, if you knew you couldn't fail, if you knew you wouldn't fail, would you do things differently? If you knew with 100% certainty you would not fail, would you do things differently? And that question, I was like, heck yeah, right? Heck yeah, I would do things differently. Are you kidding me? Definitely, right? So then I would, going through this list of things that I would do differently, and then at the end of the podcast, he goes, guess what? There is no such thing as failure. The only thing that exists is lessons learned to get to your end goal. There's no such thing as failure. Doesn't that, in and of itself, alleviate some fear? Opportunities are there to help you learn. I'll tell you a quick example of this as well. We, in our business prosperity movement, the vast majority of business that we've gotten has all been through Facebook ads, because that's my personal expertise is on Facebook advertising and how to leverage that in order to generate leads, which turn into sales and conversations and more sales, right? Like, that's kind of the whole point of marketing, more advertising. Well, we had a situation where Facebook literally just stopped. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life, but Facebook literally stopped working. Like, we've been running ads for 5-6 years and for different companies, even for ourselves, a different company before Prosperity Movement, two of them before Prosperity Movement. We're running ads for ourselves, right? And like, never had a problem, like never did, because I learned how to utilize that. I had the skill set there, along with my business partners as well. We all had the experience needed to make that work, and everything was great. And then all of a sudden, first time in 5 or 6 years, they just died. And I, it's been 2 weeks of dead ads. And I'm doing everything. I'm throwing everything I got to like revive these things or to start a new one. Like, I don't even care starting from scratch. I've done that a million times. No big deal. And so I've done that. I've done all sorts of little things. None of it has actually achieved the goal. It's still not resuscitated. And so naturally, we have to look into pivoting. We have to look into some other things. But here's the beautiful thing about this. A knee-jerk reaction when the ad stopped working was, hey, no big deal. I'll make a new one. Everything will be fine. When the new one stopped working, all of a sudden, here comes in, creeping in, a little bit of fear. Like, oh no, what if we can't revive this? Right? Like that, oh, right? And then we go through a little bit more, and we try a couple other things, and still no good, still no good. 2 weeks later, here we are. And fear definitely made its presence known. And instead of giving into it, we thought, hey, you know what? What else can we do? We're not dependent on Facebook. We have an email list. We have over 4,000 people on an email list, which, by the way, is tiny. That is itty-bitty, absolutely tiny, okay? We have a very small list, all things considered. So we're like, okay, how do we help those people, right? Because it's not just about making sales, guys. It's about changing these people's lives through what it is we offer. That's how I feel about it. That's how all of our team feels the same way. Like, we feel like if we don't sell the product, we do that person a huge disservice. Because literally nowhere else are they going to get the results or even the probability of results as well as we have to offer. And so we look at our email list and we're like, okay, how can we help these people that we already have, right? That have already opted in for something from us in the past. What can we do here? Boom, we had an idea. We had a plan. We executed the plan and it worked, right? Tons of people saw those emails and they were like, oh my gosh, this is great. And guess what? Their lives, they are starting their journey. Their lives will be changed. And I'm excited for that. Okay. Making pivots. That's all you got to do in the face of fear. Make a pivot. Make a change. At the end of the day, you guys, it's also a biblical principle to have faith, not fear. Faith is the opposite of fear. So, knowing that, if you are feeling fearful, how can you, this is a legitimate question, how can you transform the fear into faith? I'll tell you, the first thing that I do is I get on my knees. And I'm not perfect at this. I forget, just like any other human being would. But if you do that, you can transform that fear into faith. And it's a glorious thing. So that's one thing I wanted to share with you. That's the first emotion, fear. Emotion number two, anger. Anger. Anger is a horrible thing because it's easy to recognize. Unlike fear. Fear can be a little ninja, right? But anger, I mean, it's like, duh, I'm angry, right? It's a very obvious thing. The challenge is, what do you do in that state? Right? The first step, if you get angry a lot, the first step is figure out, what do you do when you get into the angry state? How do you get out of it? Once you figure that out, the next step is, how do you prevent yourself from getting into it in the first place? Okay? And I don't have great answers there because I personally don't have much of an anger problem. That said, I have been angry in the past. My solution to that has always been really, really simple. I just need some alone time. And I used to punch a punching bag, which was wonderful. I highly recommend it, especially for guys out there. I know it's really fun, actually. I very much enjoy it. So anyway, so that's anger. And then to prevent myself from getting into that state, I always focus on the now. I focus on the now. Most of the time when people are angry, it's about something in the past or something that could potentially happen in the future. Right? Like, it's not about right now. So staying in the now and learning to do that is huge. And of course, meditation is a good resource for that. Anger, number two. So we've talked about fear. We've talked about anger. Time for another really big one. Greed. Oh my gosh, you guys. Greed. Oh yeah, I'm supposed to apply this to trading. Okay, so fear, when it comes to fear and trading, people oftentimes get afraid to take a trade because of the risk involved. First off, there's no risk. Why do you think there's a risk? Right? From a straight probability standpoint, there's no risk. There's none. We have a vault system. We have recovery plays. There's really no risk. There's a maximum amount that you could lose in a day. But over a lifetime, it's just impossible. As long as you follow the system and listen to our coaches, there should be no fear involved, only faith. As for anger, if you do have a lost day, anger sometimes overrides our logical brain, and we end up taking more and more trades and then end up losing more and more and more, and this breaks our process. We have rules against this, but anger can sometimes override your logical brain and make you do dumb things. And that's why anger is bad. That's why you got to figure out, what do you do when you get into that state? How do you get out of it? And then how do you prevent yourself from getting into it in the first place? I have literally seen people quit because they couldn't figure that out. I've seen people quit. They say, hey, you know what? I'm not trading anymore. And they even had the claim that they're happier not trading because they no longer have to deal with their own anger. How messed up is that, guys? I don't know about you, but to me, that's kind of messed up. Like, oh, you don't want to try to improve yourself. See, here's the thing about the markets and trading. It's a mirror. You're looking at yourself very, very closely, and not on the outside. It's like an internal mirror. It looks at yourself on the inside. Okay? And if what you find you don't like, that doesn't mean run away from it. It means figure out how to change it. And that's what we're here to help you do, right? If it comes to that. Which, to be honest, 80% of the time it will come to that. And so saying that, oh, I didn't like how angry I got when I lost. So I'm just not going to have the goals and the dreams that I had for me and my family and generational wealth. I'm going to throw all that away instead of working on myself. That blows my mind. Blows it to pieces. Don't understand it. I can't even possibly fathom that line of thought. Just saying. And if you're the person, if you're listening to this and you hear that, I hope it's an encouraging word for you to get back in. Because there's no reason you can't change. I've seen many, 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 many people, including my own business partners, I've seen them change for the better. I've seen myself change for the better because of trading. It's insane. You just have to be willing to do it. Okay? Greed is number 3. Kind of goes along with the first 2. Greed is almost a side effect of fear and anger combined. Right? You're afraid of loss. You get angry with a loss, and therefore you get greedy. But it goes beyond that, because greed, the problem with greed is it works both ways. If you have a loss, you can be greedy and want to get that loss back immediately. If you have a win, you could be greedy and want to win more. It's a two-way street. You could be screwed over both ways with this one. Okay, greed is a horrible, horrible thing. All you have to do with greed is make a plan and stick to it. That's it. You make a plan and you stick to it. So you make a plan if you lose and you follow through with that. You make a plan if you win and you follow through with that. That's literally the only thing you have to do. It takes the thought out of it. You decide now. You decide today how you respond in those situations. That's how you can overcome the greed aspect. Greed is a horrible thing, all in all. Greed and seeking power and seeking all those things. Goodness gracious. What a horrible, horrible thing. And you know, and I find myself, on occasion, I get some of that, right? So if we have a huge taste of success, there are times that I'm like, ooh, I want some more, right? But here's the difference. I'm able to recognize that. That's a spontaneous thought. Spontaneous thoughts can't be controlled. What you do with them can be. So I get the spontaneous thought and I'm like, nope, that's garbage. Do you know what I want? I want a lot of success. And I want more success than I have now. But I always remind myself as to why. And that why is first and foremost impact. Nothing fulfills me more than impacting other people's lives. And the more money I make, the more impact I have and can cause for people. So there's that. That's greed. Now the last one is actually going to surprise you guys a bit. Okay. The last one is actually hope. Yes, hope is a dangerously powerful emotion that can actually go against you. This is mostly for you optimists out there. Listen, I'm an optimist, 100%. I've been an optimist my entire life. Glass is always half full for me, okay? And if you say I'm not an optimist or a pessimist, I'm a realist, you're not being realistic at all. A realist is just an excuse for pessimism. Go ahead and try to argue that with me. You tell me a situation where you're being a quote-unquote realist and it's positive. Right? Whenever someone uses the word realist and they're like, I'm a realist, isn't it always for something negative? So doesn't that make you pessimistic? I don't know, just throwing out ideas. Anyway, for you optimists out there, hope can be a very dangerous thing for you. Very dangerous thing for you. Because hope can be so strong that you ignore the external evidence, the facts. Okay, and this is really challenging. I feel like this is literally the challenge that we have when it comes to a divided country, when it comes to politics, because the line that people use is they use like love and unity and those kinds of things, which apparently those kinds of things mean you're allowed to be dangerous and not unified and not loving to someone with an opposing point of view, that's not the way I roll, okay? So hope, here's how it works with trading, okay, is if you lose, you just hope that you're gonna win. And that hope goes into every candle, every call, every put. You just hope that the candle's gonna go the right way. That's not trading, you guys, that's guessing. Don't let hope disguise guessing, okay? There is strategy. It is a real thing. You can have over 60% success rate, and with our recovery plays, you will never lose. Okay, like unless your emotions are off in a day. Probability-wise, it's impossible, okay? Now, from a person standpoint, you'll lose, right? Because on occasion, you'll trade when you're not supposed to. Emotions are running strong, and you'll lose. You'll take some hope plays. Boom, gone. There goes the lost day, right? But it's not all your money. Obviously, we control that, too, with our vault system. I'm just saying there's hope can be a very dangerous thing for you if you feel that is what's going to cause you to win. Now, is hope a good thing to have in general? You hope for a better future, those kinds of things? Of course it is. It's a great thing to have, okay? But when it comes to trading, it can be dangerous. James Leone, he's one of our educators, he always says every emotion is dangerous when you trade. You should be a robot. And I totally agree. If you were a robot trading, you'd be a dominating force. There was no emotions involved. Which is interesting to me, because there are trading bots out there. It's just, there's still some limitations on that too, and which we are finding out little by little as we're trying to, we've always wanted to have a bot of our own mixed with our strategies. Insane success rates. We just have to make sure we're not breaking any laws doing that. That's the biggest holdup, is the red tape. But anyway, so yeah, even hope can be a dangerous emotion if it's placed in the wrong spot. There's a lot of other places that this can come into play as well, not just with trading when it comes to hope, because I know some of you are still like not, you're probably on the fence about this one. You're like, okay, Zach, I don't know about hope being a bad thing. So one of the other areas, if you see like, a business, okay, so, oh, let's even look at the Facebook ad example from before, right? Here I am 2 weeks in. And I'm like, no, I'm going to fix this. And my business partner, Brian, he's like, dude, we have to consider pivoting. Right? Like, my hope can definitely blind me from the external facts. Okay? And the external evidence. So you just got to be careful with hope. Okay? You should have hope. You should have hope as long as you have, you're aware of all the external evidences as well. So anyway, guys, that's all I got for you today. So fear, anger, greed, and hope. If you can be aware of those things and overcome those things, you are first off a trading machine. But in addition to that, you will find success in every area of your life, time, health, relationships, and finances. You'll be a force to be reckoned with. Fear, anger, greed, hope. Let's overcome those things. You can do it. I know you can. You're aware of it now. You have no choice. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. Love you all. Thanks for being here. Talk to you later.